Jason Mander says he and his partner, Amanda Campbell, are based in Wisconsin and began the Kodiak project in mid-June.
We had a really great time. We were surprised by the like rainforest-type environment, the lush plants and all that. That was a surprise and really cool, and all the berries and the moss all over the ground. We kept thinking we were in some sort of like enchanted forest or something.
Mander says he's been biking his entire life, and he started recording trails to help other bikers decide whether they wanted to explore that trail or not. He says he did that as a hobby for 2 or 3 years, then he was discovered.
We got a call from a large trail entity that has trails all over the world, and they asked us to build this interactive experience of their bike trails as far as New Zealand. And that's when we realized, you know, we could actually make money doing this.
From there, he and Campbell got business from races, triathlons, and other event holders that cover activities from driving snowmobiles to ATVs. Campbell, who's also a graphic designer, says Manders introduced her to biking prior to starting the business. While on the island, they decide to get married, a ceremony which Discover Kodiak executive director Chastity McCarthy says she officiated.
They were like, "We'll just come in your office tomorrow and you could do it." And I'm like, "Okay, that'll work." But once they got in there, I was like, "Well, our office is this old wood paneling and it's not that awesome. Let me go talk to the construction workers outside and see if they'll let us do it on the new pier." So I ran out there. The construction workers walked us through safely because there were still some little spots going on. But it was funny because I married them within about 10 minutes. And then afterwards, all the construction workers were cheering and we didn't even know they had been watching.
Which is how Amanda Campbell left the island as Amanda Manders. McCarthy says Trail Genius might be back next summer to map more trails, but the current progress will be available online in December. Adventurers will be able to click through the trails, see real-time video, and learn about trails, heights, elevations, and terrains.